Greetings, Groomers. Greetings, Groomers. Groomers.
It's the Monday night Noxious Club, an alternative to a boring night in the pub. It's the Monday night Noxious Club. Please don't make requests, a refusal will offend. Yeah, requests drive Rob right round the bend.
Greetings, Groovers, and welcome back to the Monday Night Noxious Club with your host, Rob Noxious. Please do not adjust your set if you were hoping to hear Bobby Analog's second-hand sound show. Bobby has leased out this week's show to me. I'm on every other week, and Bobby's back next week. But tonight, we are talking the fall, kicking off the show there with the joke. Live Concord 2, Brighton, 17/4/2001. And I'm with a special guest tonight, very proud to welcome Professor Martin Madron from the Institute of Fall Studies to tonight's programme. Thank you, Martin, for coming in.
My pleasure, Rob.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Now, that one, you've got a whole lot of stuff here, Martin, but that one is from...
That's from Concord 2, Brighton.
Yeah.
The joke, which is quite a sort of a regular staple of the fall live shows for quite some time.
Yeah.
Often as an opener. But it's obviously on the Cerebral Caustic LP from February 95.
Excellent. I know that there are going to be some fall fans listening in from the website. and we've got to get it absolutely forensically accurate tonight. No pressure.
That's right, yeah, yeah. It's a tough call. It's a tough call, but yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we've got a mixture of live tracks, relative rarities, Peel sessions, album tracks, you name it, really.
Marvellous, marvellous. So, yeah. Okay, well, we're talking the fall. We're going to be wall-to-wall fall, 90 minutes worth. And next one up is Paranoid Man in Cheap Shit Room.
At the height of paranoia, at the zenith of his power, my bed replica shooter, zenith dissolving. By his bed replica shooter, paranoid man in his early 30s, at the zenith of his powers. When girls pass, puts head down in the street, his neighbors now are listening to this. Shakes in the chemist, the bang his lips, puts his head down when girls pass. Puts his head down when girls pass in the streets. Shakes in the chemist. Paranoid man in his late 30s. 32, 45, reaches its summit. Male, dead, 30s, white. Paranoia. Goes down to the dance. Goes down to the dance. Going down fast. 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 No hippies, creepers, or hallucinogenics. It's the height of paranoia. Male, white, dead to late 30s. Serial number 54129. Going down fast. Goes down to the dance. Going down fast. Serial number 5129. Leather jackets, baggy black pants. Going down to the dance, very clever. Big Thunders, paranoia man. Not as good as it was at 2:30 this afternoon. Nostalgia, spangled, late Victor's, paranoid man, going down to the dance, going down to the dance, and troops mental inertia, Victor's man, in the grip of paranoia, just like I told you. First karaoke, cheap shit hot dollar man, the sky calendar bar home speculates.
from 1993, Paranoid Man in Cheap Shit Room. That's The Fall from Infotainment Scan. My special guest, Professor Martin Madron, is here. And that's an album that is amongst many you have here, Professor.
That's right, yeah. I've got, like I said, I've got a collection of, you know, quite a selection of stuff here tonight. But we won't be playing them in any sort of chronological order, you know, it's just got this totally random.
Excellent, excellent. And tell me, Professor, how did The Fall come to play such a major influence in your life? What started it all for you?
Well, I first did The Fall in 78, I think it was, when the first single, Bingo Masters Breakout, came out. But I didn't really sort of connect with them until about 79 and the second LP, Dragnet.
Right.
I always remember a friend had like a great state-of-the-art stereo system, and he played Dragnet.
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible. But then you think, oh, well, perhaps, you know, the actual track was Figure Walks, you know,
yeah.
second track on the album.
Yeah.
And then you think, you know, the bloke can't sing. But then you think, oh, well, wait a minute, play it again.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Then it starts. And then you can't, you know, I think in his introduction to the Hit Priest book, Simon Ford says something about to the effect that The Fall make other groups impossible. So you can't, anything else after The Fall is second rate or third
right.
rate,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And without question, they're the most important post-punk group.
Yeah.
Marky Smith is easily one of the best lyricists, singers that this country's produced.
Yeah,
and he's
fantastic.
A fantastic talent, and yeah. He's still creating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still putting albums there, still touring, and
The only constant in The Fall.
Of course, yeah.
Indeed,
yeah.
Indeed, yeah. Okay. Right, thanks, Professor. I'm going to play the next track that you've done for us here, Container Drivers.
That's right, yeah. Container Drivers. This is obviously from the Peel Session box set.
Excellent.
£1,000, they sweat on their way down. Reports with customs masters hang around like clowns. They are containers, and their drivers. They are containers, and their drivers. They are containers, and their drivers. But indigestion, the bowel retention, it's before the wages. Sometimes on short sleeves, sometimes on short sleeves. The container drivers, and the drivers, containers, the containers, and the drivers, the shh. We're gonna come back for 2 days. We're gonna grey port for 2 days. Train lines, stone and grey. We'll be right back.
That's The Fall on the Monday Night Noxious Club. Container Drivers, originally a track from the album Grotesque from 1980, but that's from John Peel's session there, Professor Madron, from the 24th of September 1980.
Yeah, it's the third session for John Peel. Uh-huh. Probably the most famous Fall session has been.
Yeah.
I mean, Container Drivers says it's probably the best version of it. And obviously got New Puritan, Jawbone on the Air Rifle on that session.
Yeah.
I think Peel was definitely important to The Fall. But obviously they had a record contract out before they did Peel sessions. I mean, he called them the great musical of the great miracle of his musical life, which is probably a fair statement. So they were his favourite group.
Yes, the Mighty Fall.
Mighty Fall, and I think they did 24 sessions in total.
Yeah.
But that's probably the best known, I guess, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, I think, would it have been the first one would have been about 79, would it be, from the Live at Witch Trials period? Or?
Yeah, the first one was, I've got it here, actually, 15/6/78, which
is... Oh, right.
Material from the Love of Witch Trials album.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So the album came out a bit later, didn't it?
Yeah, I think what happened was John Walters, Peel's producer, saw them at the Fulham Greyhound.
Oh, yeah.
And he approached them, got them to... that's when he got them to do a first session.
Excellent. Okay, right. Well, this next one coming up is Plug Myself In.
Yeah, this is... this is a collaboration with a Manchester production duo, Simon Spencer and Jason Baron.
Yeah.
It came out in 1996 on Pete Waterman's record label. You know Pete Waterman?
Yeah. Surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, you obviously did Kylie and Rick Astley, but this is something else. It's sort of, you could call it trip-hop or swing beat or dance, but it's, it's a great record, actually.
Excellent.
So let's plug myself in.
Okay, you've been listening to Professor Martin Madron from the Institute of Fall Studies, a world-renowned fallologist, tonight here on the Monday Night Noxious Club. Thank you, Professor, and here we go with Plug Myself In.
Hey! What? Dick Tom! Yeah.
Plug myself in, Marquis Smith with Dose from 1996, a single. We were plugging ourselves out a little bit there, Professor Madron. That wasn't quite to plan. We do have glitches every now and then on the Monday Night Noxious Club. That was, I think, a technical fault rather than mine on this occasion there.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, so that one, quite a surprise one, that one, wasn't it, really, with the Peter Waterman connection?
Pete Waterman, yeah. Yeah, I think with The Fall, you get this sort of thing, Mark Smith doing, side projects. He's worked with Edwin Collins, Elastica. He's even done a bit of, acting or cameo stuff,
Yeah. Did I see him on the stage once with Black Grape or Happy Mondays?
Or probably,
about,
yeah.
That time as well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about a collaboration with Black Grape, but Sean Ryder. Before we play the next track, I've got a great quote here, which is from someone called Tom Morton from 1985. I don't know what publication it's from, a musical music weekly. This is what he writes: "The Fall are the perfect start of term tradition, a slithering, scoring concoction of dated garbage for pseudo-intellectual school leavers, aging would-be hipsters, and first-year philosophy students. By the second year, anyone with half a brain has realised that The Fall should be dispatched down La Chute as quickly as possible."
La Chute, of course, the novel by Albert Camus.
That's right, yeah.
Which coined the name for the
That's
band.
That's right, yeah. I think one journalist quipped that they should be called the Myth of Sisyphus.
The Myth of Sisyphus, yeah, indeed. Yeah. Okay, right, Hittite Man is next.
Yeah, this is from a more recent LP, 2003, Remit LP. This is, notable for Peter Greenway's guitar on it. You could mention, there's been so many musicians in The Fall, but there's... Yeah. A lot of them are quality musicians, Steve Hanley, Carl Burns. People can really play,
Yeah.
I think Peter Greenway is one of the, great full guitarists.
Okay, from the album Remit, and that came out in
2013. Yeah.
exists. You don't hear, he says, you don't hear me. Scalded crucifix. Pilgrim out of mind, inside man.
Hittite Man, The Fall on the Monday Night Noxious Club. We're talking The Fall with Professor Martin Madron from the Institute of Fall Studies. So that was from the album Remit.
That's Professor, right, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
2013. Yeah. Curious title, that Hittite Man, of course.
Yeah, I think they were an ancient Indo-European people from, I think it was Anatolia. And... Yeah. In the, second millennium BC.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have known that, you know.
No, well.
Astonishing. I do love your research.
Yeah,
fantastic. So in your department, the Institute of Fall Studies, I think you're the only surviving member.
Yeah.
Hey, what have we got now?
Touch Sensitive.
Yeah.
This is a single, 92. It's one of those sort of like great singles from The Fall.
Yeah.
It's sort of like I know his lyrics have been, you know, saying they're very abstract or cryptic, but this is quite a very straightforward song with, you know, full humour and a basic lyric, like, other example would be like married two kids or systematic abuse. But actually, this has got, this was used for a car ad for the Vauxhall Corsa.
Yeah.
But, it's a catchy sort of thing with a glam rock beat. So, yeah,
okay.
Touch Sensitive.
And it's from the album The Marshall Suite.
That's right, yeah.
Came out in 1999, by the look of it.
1999, yeah.
Yeah, marvellous.
Such sales to tell. if you don't say it's very cold, you are drunk or too old. It's not sense to chill in the cows or on the street. If you smile, you are a creep.
I know, I know, I know, I know.
It's not sense to chill.
Touch Sensitive. I don't think I even need to announce that that's The Fool, do I? Because every track we're playing tonight is by The Fool, here on Talking The Fool on the Monday Night Noxious Club with my special guest, Professor Martin Madron. Okay, Professor, so I see you've got a lyric book there by Martin Smith.
Yeah, this is, I mean, there's been quite a few books on The Fool. Yeah. This is probably the most overlooked. These are actually, this is, it's called Volume 2 or V Roman numerals too. It's basically about 50 song lyrics by Marquis Smith. But what's notable about it, as well as the lyrics, is the actual artwork that goes with it. So you've got some of Mark Smith's favourite artists.
Yeah.
Also, his sister Suzanne, who's done a few covers for the Fool over the years.
Uh-huh.
It's also worth getting for the The Marquis Smith Guide to Writing Guide, Day by Day Breakdown. So that, I mean, that it's you could probably get it online. I mean, it's a limited edition, but yeah, it's
only 2,000 by the look of it.
Well, I mean, they might ideally they could republish it, but yeah, it's definitely worth looking out for. But it's got the lyrics to this next track we're gonna play, Blindness. This is from Interim, which is a mixture of live and studio tracks and rehearsals. Blindness features on the last Peel session they did, I think.
Okay.
But I reckon it's one of the best full songs from the last 10 years.
Excellent. Thanks, Professor.
Okay.
James Fennings of Prestwick in Cumbria.
The Fall on Monday Night Noxious Club with Blindness from the album Interim, came out in 2004, Professor Madron.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. So next we've got a track called The Train, Part 1. This is an album came out 2010, I think, with Smith and Blaney, it's the name of the album.
Right.
Ed Blaney is a Salford singer, guitarist, songwriter. Yeah. He's worked with The Fall over the years.
Uh-huh.
He's also known as The Fall Broker. but yeah, I definitely rate this album quite highly, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. It's a bit of a fade-in intro to this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking hells. They captured the train to riches and fame, but it ended up with a false god. And are you Christian or are you a boy? Oh, are you called Rob? Do you work out your dress code? See cozy with your soul hanging out. They thought they'd caught the train to riches and fame, but it ended up no good. They thought they'd caught the train to riches and fame, but it brought them no good. And the first one was called Rob Job. He dipped his head in a workout with buckets of protein and a bucket of what he thought it was. He was the first passenger. They boarded the train to riches and fame, but it did him no good. He ended up like a talking head, a worshiping a false god. They all caught the train to riches and fame, but it did them no good. They thought they caught the train to riches and fame, but it did them no good. It did not. They boarded the train for riches and fame. They thought they caught the train to riches and fame.
No good.
Talking heads to a false god.
They thought they caught the train to riches and fame,
but it did them. No,
they bought a train for riches and fame.
The Train, Part 1, The Fall on Monday Night Noxious Club. You're listening to Rob Noxious with my special guest, Professor Martin Madron. Well, that was different, Martin.
That's right. Sorry. Did you like it?
I did in its own curious way.
Yeah. It's a curious album, actually.
Yeah,
this is more well-known, Wings, the next track. This is not the actual single, which came out in 83.
Mm-hmm.
But this is from a live album. A compilation of live and studio tracks. But it's live somewhere, I don't know where. But this is one of those sort of things where you can see, where Marky Smith was saying that half my lyrics actually begin in life on a prose basis. It's sort of like a science fiction story in song.
Okay, that's good.
But this, like I say, this is Wings.
Okay. It says it fades in, but I thought it...
It does.
All right, let's here we go. Oh, yeah. Fall with Wings from we think it's a double A-sided single, Martin.
Yeah, it was, but that was a live recording sometime later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, venue unknown, that one. So, 83 was when it was originally.
Double A-side with Kick a Conspiracy.
Yeah, okay. And the next one up is The Mixer from a John Peel session.
Yeah, we're also on the Shiftwork album, which is more of an accessible album, more commercial, I guess. But this one, I've chosen The Mixer from the Peel session because it's got a bit more fizz to it. It's got Kenny Brady on violin, on fiddle.
Yeah.
There's a great sort of note in the sleeve notes of the Peel session by Daryl Eastley, I think it's called. And he says that Smith is on fantastic crooning form. And there's also a video of this on, or a DVD on the Shift Work and Holidays CD. Yeah, sorry, video.
Did you say Darryl Easley?
Yeah, do you know him?
I met him, yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I do.
Where was that?
Oh, it was in Southend. There's a pub called The Railway. He was doing a talk about Peter Gabriel. He had a book out about Peter Gabriel, and he introduced this tribute band, sort of Genesis tribute band.
Right. Darryl Easley.
Darryl Easley is from my hometown, yeah, Southend, yeah. Right. So, yeah, I knew he wrote a bit, but there you go. Strange but true.
Right.
Okay. So, The Mixer.
The Mixer.
From 1991.
That's right. That's right.
Close to me. It's all his health.
The mixer from a John Peel session broadcast on the 23rd of March 1991, but originally from an album called Shiftwork, Professor Madra. That's The Fall. And I suspect you've got all these albums, haven't you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, you've seen The Fall, I believe, about 85 times.
I think it's about that, yeah. But not as many as some, you know.
Not
a reasonable score, I guess.
I think it's eminently reasonable, sir. and the first time you saw them was in 1980, was it?
Yeah, North London Poly on the Holloway Road, I think. November 1980. That was when they just released Grotesque.
Right,
That was the... So that was a great gig. But I've seen them, mostly Leeds, Manchester, Planet K. That was a great gig. Saw them a few times there. It's like a warehouse. You get in these sort of railings, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still going, but...
Whereabouts is that? Yeah.
That's in Manchester.
Yeah.
But I did see the ballet they had at I'm Curious Orange. And, I've seen them all over Bristol and... I mean, the thing is, you know, once you've seen The Fall once, you just got to keep on seeing them. The thing is, they don't do greatest hit sets. It's very much in the moment what they do.
Absolutely,
But I would say that if you're not into The Fall, that into The Fall, I mean, this is someone else said this really, but you should at least try and see them once just to see what the fuss is about.
Absolutely, know, yeah.
Just give it a go. But this track... this is from Munich, October 93, and it's Free Range.
Okay.
Across the earth. By 2001, a prearrange. Proliferating across the earth. It pays to talk to no one. No one. Long range, anti-aircraft units. Range 120 meters. Caliber 200. A free range. A free range. It's a winter without end. This is the spring of New Order's mix. This is the idiotic Rex. Get that bass right, bar. Trouble, Arabia. Whoop. I'll turn it off. A free range. A prearrange.
proliferating across the earth. Trouble, Moravia, revenge. It pays to talk to no one. This is the spring without end. This is the summer of your malcontents. This is the winter of your mans. A free range. A free range. A free range. A free range.
The Fall, Free Range, from Munich, October 93. And I've got Professor Martin Madron with me. And Professor, you're going to be reading from...
Well, that's a live track. And,
yeah.
I've just got this short piece from the biggest library yet, the Fall fanzine. This is like someone who, a Fall fan writing about the group. I think, it's the kind of thing that might be worth publishing, Fall fans on the Fall, reviews and stuff. But this is from a review by someone called Wendy Cook of a 98 gig at St Bernadette's Social Centre. It's a great piece of writing, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the end she says, this is what she says, there's every reason not to get it, every reason to say that they're doing nothing and it sounds awful. Yet, and without understanding what is happening, it remains shattering, terrifying, desperately sad, beyond human, the distillation of human. I saw the Fall for the first time, and I'm sorry you weren't there. So, yeah, that was, there's loads of stuff like that. But this is an album track from Your Future, Our Clutter, and this is Hot Cake. We'll be right back.
The Fall with Hot Cake from Your Future, Al Clutter, came out in 2010, a relatively recent album, Professor Martin Madron.
That's right, Rob. What we've got now is Crop Dust. This is from 2001 album, Are You Our Missing Winner. This is like a real raw full LP in the tradition of Dragnet and Cerebral Caustic. It's got a great vocal from Mark Smith on it. I mean, you know, I love his voice on it. Obviously, I love his voice anyway. But but I think there's some sort of resemblance to the actual riff to a Trogs, an old Trogs song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. But in a way, it's a bit like US garage rock, you know, the 60s stuff, the Standells and stuff like that, and the Seeds. And it's a bit like that as well, because I've read that he's into that stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay, but this is Crop Dust.
On your mindset future leaves proud in the heart of the gutter. A quarter of brain is left to seed in 25 lands. 25
Fool, taking me by surprise, your host Rob Noxious with Professor Martin Madron. We're talking The Fool on the Monday Night Noxious Club, and that one, Professor Crop Dust from Are You Our Missing Winner.
That's right. And next up we've got Oxymoron, which is from The Light User Syndrome 96. I like Mark Smith's comment about that, I think he claims that some dismiss this as a whiskey rash of an LP, which is a great phrase. I think the lyrics to this, apparently he's saying Mr. Moody's scruffed up.
Anyway, right.
But yeah, this is one of those sort of not well-received full albums. But I like this track, Oxymoron.
As I like to say, I like this, and I hope you do too.
Okay.
Scrap!
The Fool, Oxymoron from Light User Syndrome, 1996. You're listening to the Monday Night Noxious Club with me, Rob Noxious, and my special guest, esteemed foolologist Professor Martin Madron. And you've got a question and answer session there with Marquis Smith.
Yeah, it's a Q&A thing from the Guardian. There's a few things here. Who would play you in the film of your life? Orson Welles or Brian Cox? Favourite book? North by Celine. And my autobiography, Kevin Keegan.
Oh, right.
Right. And just one more. Aside from a property, what's the most expensive thing you've bought? Human souls are not cheap.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we're going to finish with Hip Priest from the Peel session. When was that? 1981, March 1981, and this is Hip Priest.
Okay, thanks very much for coming in, Professor. It's been brilliant. Thanks for informing us so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, Rob.
Looking forward to... Well, this is quite an elongated track, this one. It's about 9 minutes 23. Just enough time to announce for the good folk of Penzance, actually. There's a gig with ex Eddie and the Hot Rods and Curzel Flyers guitarist and songwriter Graham Douglas happening at the Gremlin Club, just off Chapel Street, Penzance, on Saturday the 13th of Feb. I'll be in before then. I'll be next in on Monday the 8th. Thanks very much for listening to us, and much appreciated, Professor Madron, coming in from the Institute of Fool Studies tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we're seeing out with Hip Priest. Thanks for listening, folks. See you in a couple of weeks.
appreciation have one. They hang their allegiance to the preacher one. And a hip priest. We'll be right back.
Eddie and the Hot Rods, Quit This Town.